Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
So let's describe what the Fool looks like. The Fool in the traditional deck, right away, it's a red feather. It's a guy with a red feather in his cap, not a worry written across his face, in a fancy dress. The Fool walks chin in the air to the edge of the cliff. A white dog laps by his feet. Behind him are snow-capped mountains, a bright yellow sky, and a white sun. Slung over his shoulder is a bundle of all his earthly possessions. In the other hand, between two fingers, he holds a single white rose. Rafiki, you always talking to me. Paul, look at the pictures.
Look at those pictures.
So that would be what if you look at the traditional deck, the Fool card, that's what you would see. Now, there are other versions, I guess, with the different decks that you buy. The Fool card could appear looking differently. But would you say just because it appears looking different, it still has the same meaning?
Oh, I would most definitely correlate that. If you know the basic, which the right of way that would be the basic. If you know the basic meaning of it, you can transform your knowledge that you have into whatever deck you have, but you can also bring a deeper meaning in behind it, because each one of them are written by different people and each one of them have their own meaning behind it. I never read books of tarot cards, and I just look at pictures. Now, since we've been doing this exercise, I've been getting deeper meanings and behind everything. I have read the book once before, but I, you know, put it aside for a while. But now I brought it back out, and where I'm rereading and doing this exercise, I'm starting to realize, hey, I've missed some things from the beginning. Now I'm back to the basics again.
Guardian, how do you feel about what he just said? You kind of doing the same process as well, right?
Well, you know, you guys are adding astrology and adding factual information, but you know, for me, I usually use intuition as well. And part of the process is usually the spirit will give you the information regarding the card, but also you can kind of map out what you feel from the card.
Okay, so what I heard from Rafiki just now is, hey, you could look at the pictures and you could pull some meaning. Getting the context behind the card actually has pulled further depth out of the card. Is that what you were saying, Rafiki?
Most definitely.
So that's what I'm asking you, Guardian. Now that you started this process, are you seeing that?
Yeah. And then it's almost like adding astrology to it just adds another layer of like facts and information too.
All right. Now let's get back to the card. One of the meanings that some of the meanings that stood out is, the next step could send you flying in the air, over the cliff, or falling down hard in naivete. Being naive of the situation can send you falling down to the bottom on the rocks.
Right.
Another meaning that stood out to me is Peter Pan mentality.
Yeah.
The who was Peter Pan? The boy who refused to grow up. This could point to refusal to take responsibility and be more mature. Any thoughts?
Well, if you actually follow along with Peter Pan, you know, Peter Pan literally was spontaneous and careless and reckless. He was all of it. So with that description, it actually fits the card to the fullest, because you are supposed to be, you're supposed to be in your highest form anyway. And what is the highest form? Basically being all this together combined to one. But you do the reckless in a good manner instead of a bad manner. You don't do it for destructive, you do it for the good.
Yeah, actually what has me like interested in this card is that he's holding a flower, which makes me think that, you know, he's chasing after, you know, what he finds beautiful rather than like looking to the logical side and just going through things without, you know, thinking about it first.
It's interesting that you pulled out the flower, because the very next line I got is belief in attaining an impossible goal. You think that flower would symbolize that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Maybe like seeing a goal that you want to reach, but maybe it's too far to reach it. But, you know, you just take that risk anyways, rather than, you know, thinking about the consequences through it.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25, and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.